From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
And we are back for another episode of Locked On Chiefs. Today we are going to start digging into different position battles that the Chiefs are going to be dealing with over the next couple of months with training camp coming up and preseason games.
Yeah, it's something we're going to do as an ongoing series as we get closer to training camp. Because that first day, and you guys all remember that first day, right? The one where Anthony Sherman shows up in overalls. Yeah.
That's not really the first day. That's like the pre-first day.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I guess quarterbacks and rookies are already out there. But that day is coming. The camp battles are going to start from that second. I would not be surprised to see guys racing up the stairs in the dorms to try to get whatever room they're looking for or whatever. Because competition this year, more than most, is going to kick off from the first second of the first day. And it's going to be nonstop until that last cut is made. So I'm looking forward to it. And there's plenty to look at about little things within position groups about who's going to be that guy that when someone gets hurt is going to be the second guy in. Who's going to be the fourth cornerback? You know, there's plenty to talk about. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm Ryan from RGR Football on YouTube, as well as Rogue Analytics. So check those out as well.
Yeah, there definitely are going to be some good position battles. I do think that on both sides of the ball, who's going to be the corners, who's going to be the wide receivers, who's going to be the running backs. We still have questions on the offensive line, but it's really going to be hard to narrow that down until we see them actually play in pads.
Question.
What's that?
On the offensive line, I think there's a question.
Oh, no, there is. Yeah. Well, that's what we assume at this point anyway.
Right. I guess you can put in there about a couple of these guys that are just hanging out. You know, like DeAnthony Topples is not going to be a factor, I don't think, in training camp, making the roster, whatever. They're either going to put him on the pup and let him roll, or they're going to let him go. That's really the only two options. He got hurt so late in the season last year. There's really nothing else that you can do. You can't expect him to participate in camp, and it's just – a wide receiver group that's already jam-packed, I don't think DeAnthony Topples is going to be a factor at all.
No, and you're probably right on that. The bigger question is who's going to step forward when it comes to that specific position? Wide receiver is a question mark, but the other question mark that DeAnthony Thomas will open up is who's going to be a returner?
You know, every indication that we've heard so far is they are giving Tremont Smith, the defensive back rookie, every opportunity to grab that spot. He's got breakaway speed. He's got return experience. And he's a guy that is in a position that maybe he can contribute later in the year. But to start, he's not a guy that's going to be in the top four, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't assume so. Although I'm sure that they would love to be surprised in that regard as well.
Yeah, I am very sure of that. And that's a position battle we're going to talk about some other day, folks. We're going to try to go kind of back and forth between offense and defense and spread it around a little bit.
All right. So where do we want to kick it off?
You know, I got to say, the position that I think most people are interested in, and it's only because it's so drastically tied to the quarterback, is the wide receiver core, like we're talking about with DeAnthony Thomas. And, man, this roster right now, Brett Veach has put a really good group of receivers together that I think have both the physical traits to make a difference on the field and varying degrees of chemistry with the young quarterback. So while there's a couple of things that I do want to talk about because they just make me laugh about what some of the Kansas City media are talking about, where do you want to start about, you know, do they keep seven, or are we talking about only six guys on this roster?
The only way they keep seven is if they only keep two tight ends, and we both know that's not going to happen. As much as I think the position is devoid of talent, I do think that they will end up keeping three tight ends. So I think they only keep six, but I think it's a good problem to have. So I think we both agree that the top three are pretty much set in Watkins, Hill, and Conley.
And that's one of the things that I need to bring up because small media groups who will remain nameless just want to stir things up. But they floated this idea last week that Chris Conley's going to get traded because his salary's too high, which is just ridiculous because he's the guy on this offense that knows it the best at the wide receiver position. So he's like the guy least likely to be let go, really, for any reason, but specifically because of his salary.
Well, if you look at him from a ability standpoint in years past, I still don't see how you make that argument that he's the most expensive and that it's worth letting him go. He's still on a rookie contract, at least this season. I don't know. I would not trade him away. Yeah, I don't care.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying is that's nothing. That's 1% of the team's total salary cap.
Right. Get rid of Demetrius Harris and you fix it.
Oh, could you please?
And you do the same thing. You get rid of Demetrius Harris and you do the same thing. And I think Conley is more apt to have a better year than Demetrius Harris will.
I happen to agree with you.
And God, I hope I'm right on that.
And we're going to talk to some folks that don't happen to be on that particular station because I'm not sure what's in the water over there. We're going to get some differing opinion, but in my mind, there's no way, A, that Chris Conley has any trade value at all because he's only barely been successful in this offense, and it's only been sporadically. I thought he had a good season last year until he got hurt, but he got hurt so early it didn't matter. And I don't think anybody's going to give anything significant up for him.
No, and he hasn't proven that he can play in this league substantially yet. And I am a Chris Conley fan. I think he will be very good this season. But to me, he hasn't put enough together to really warrant anything of value to trade him for. And I think he fits this specific QB a lot better than he ever did Alex Smith. I don't think he was ever in a good situation with Alex Smith as his QB. I've said that many times, and I still believe that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, at this point, assume that he's good. He's the top three, and we're just going to move on. So beyond him, I think we both feel like DeMarcus Robinson is the number four, right?
Right now, yeah. Until we see otherwise at camp, yeah, I have to think it's DeMarcus Robinson. But that's, you know, subject to how camp shakes out. If Robinson has a shaky camp, maybe that's changed. Pat Mahomes has another best friend that is on this roster that is a wide receiver that we probably haven't talked about enough in the past, and we will be doing that here when we come back here in just a second.
And I really like that you brought that particular scenario up because last season, there was a lot of talk about DeMarcus was practicing with Pat all the time. They have this chemistry. And I do think that that's probably true. And I do expect Robinson to be the fourth receiver and maybe even push Conley a little bit. But like you were hinting at, there's a guy that is really close, probably his closest friend on the team. They work together. They practice together. They watch film together. And I think that's really significant for a guy who is becoming the starting quarterback. And where do you think he stands in terms of making this roster as a wide receiver?
Right now, I put Derek Jeter on the outside looking in. But camp is going to possibly change that. Mini camp hasn't shown enough, but it sounds like from what we've seen that mini camp and OTAs, Marcus Kemp and rookie mini camp, Marcus Kemp and both Marcus Kemp and Derek Jeter are light years ahead of where they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a very good thing for Kansas City's young receiving core.
And that's the competition that I think has really sparked my interest as well because
I just have to throw this out there. I said young receiving corps. How crazy is it? Isn't Conley the elder statesman or is Watkins by?
In terms of age, yeah. And Conley is clearly the oldest statesman in this offense.
Right. And well, I think not it's really, in the offense. As a wide receiver, yes. Not in the offense.
Right. And we're only talking about the receivers. But like we said with DeAnthony Thomas not being available, I think that really changes the dynamic here because there is Dieter. who I think has that connection on and off the field with the young quarterback in Mahomes. He is kind of a wiry guy. You know, everyone wants to make, you know, the same comparisons to, you know, the classic Colts and Patriots receivers that happen to be white guys. I'm not going there, but he's got some skills. He's got some shiftiness. And I think that's something that, especially when you're looking at how the Chiefs have built the wide receiver core with bigger, taller receivers, including Robinson and Conley and Kemp and Chesson as well. You know, there is that spot where they're a smaller, shiftier, a guy that can get lost in underneath coverage, I think, actually has a role to play.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about Kemp. We've talked about Dieter. You would think that Chesson would be in that mix as well.
Well, and Chesson's special teams ability, I think, is what really seals it for him. So I have to think right now, and folks, this is, you know, mid-June. So we're still a good 6 weeks out, and a lot can change. Maybe they bring somebody in. Who knows? There are injuries that happen in the offseason all the time. But at this point, I got to think Chesson's probably in the slot for the fifth receiver spot because of his special teams ability. And you have guys like we talked about with Dieter and Kemp fighting it out. But there's two other guys in there that I think might have a chance to push them. I mean, particularly, I like Byron Pringle coming out of college. He's a K-State guy. He's a good athlete. He's got nice, soft hands. I think he can do a lot. He's just had a rough preseason, and I don't think he's gotten enough reps, really, to make a difference yet.
Yeah, yet is the key word, and the question is whether or not he's going to ever be able to get enough reps because he just cannot stay healthy. If he's able to change that and he's able to stay healthy, then I think that we will see Pringle have an impact on this team, possibly for a roster spot. But until that time, you know, right now I'm not sure that he has an opportunity to make this roster.
Okay, so if it's not him, where are you looking at number six here?
Well,
even if he's Chesson's five.
I'm torn on Chesson because I think Marcus Kemp can play that special teams role. I think he has the ability to play special teams and play it very well. The question I have is Garrett Dieter a guy that can play special teams? Because if you're going to be the bottom wide receiver, which is where Dieter and Kemp would be fighting for, I mean, you're really talking, if you're talking the top four pretty much set, you're talking Pringle, Dieter, Kemp, and Chesson all fighting for two spots.
Right. Yeah, and it really comes down to no matter what they think your potential is, what can you do for this team? How can you make this roster this year? And that has to be special teams.
Yep, absolutely. And Dave Tobe is going to be obviously very lucky to have him as a special teams coordinator in Kansas City. So he will take care of that, and he will do a very good job with it. You know, the other – and I do not in any way, shape, or form think this guy is going to make the roster at least this year. But it's going to be intriguing to me to see what Blake Mack does in training camp.
I have to agree. And I keep referring to him as tight end because I just can't keep his position straight. But he's a guy that has experience. And so I'm not sure – well, I'll have to check the eligibility rules because I just can't keep the whole practice squad thing straight. But I think – there is an opportunity for both DBs and wide receivers to really populate the practice squad in 2018. And that's a good thing because some of them are fragile and they've had some issues with wide receivers over the last couple of years in terms of injuries. So you want to have that stable to draw on.
Absolutely. And you definitely want to have, well, like you said, you want to have that stable to draw on and you want to have players that can step in and play. And this offense is complicated, so the more wide receivers you can keep on it, the better. So I think it should be hopefully a good scenario for Kansas City. Let's take another quick break, and we will be right back. All right, so final six. Who do you think it's going to be?
Clearly, Watkins, Hill, Conley. I have Robinson then, and then I am going to end up going with Chesson. And Kemp.
So no Dieter, huh?
No, I think it's close. I think right now he has the edge. But like you said, if you can't play special teams, if you can't cover, And Chesson can both cover as a core special teamer, and they've been giving him some reps in terms of returns as well. And that's a double threat for Dave. And I think that kind of seals the deal for him.
Fair enough. For me, I think you're right. I think it's Hill. I think it's Watkins. I think it's Conley. I think it's Robinson. Although I will say Robinson is probably right now my number four, but he could quickly find his way off the roster if three of the other four have really good camps.
And that's fair. And I'll tell you this too, in the reverse, if Chris Conley has any kind of snag in his recovery, Robinson could be number three real quick too.
It's true. Big camp for him, big year for Robinson. Not sure what we're going to get right now, because he was not near as good as we would expect him to be last year when he had the opportunity.
And that'll wrap it for this week. Hope you guys had a good one. We did. We have a great week coming for you next week. Seth Kise will be back as usual, at least a couple of times as we kind of work out that schedule. We'll have Cody Tapp with us from 810 Sports. And it's going to be a good week. We look forward to it. And thanks for listening today. And we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review. And reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.